All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of
Life of the Lair.
In today's video, I'm basically answering questions slash giving advice to several individuals who have sent me some emails, and they want to get the knife hand and get yelled at by a former first sergeant.
I'm going to put my foot in your ass. Is that clear, dummy?
I'm just going to tell you this. 33 years in the Army, I've been giving out advice to dudes for over 30 years. My first 2 years, not so much because I was still learning the ropes. But after you chew enough dirt, get your ass kicked enough times, you learn how the world works, and you know, you see other people making the same mistakes, you kind of step in and try to help them. Now, when you're young, most young people are assholes, meaning they'll ask you for advice, you give it to them, and they never take it. That's just the way it is. Listen, there's a reason when I would get these young bucks that would come into the military right out of basic, and they're 18, and they're arrogant, they're entitled, they think they know it all. I'd literally be like, hey, can I please have some stock quotes since you know everything? Because in a couple months, you're going to forget all that. And, you know, since you are where you are, you could help me out. So what is it? I always got that blank stare like, what?
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with 5-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon.
You filthy, dirty riggers.
All right, the first one here. We're going to call this guy Stan. All right, my name is Stan, 17 years old, been watching the show for 4 years. Thank you. So that means he started watching at 13. Good on you. My family wants me to go to college and are willing to assist in some of the costs. All right, now I'm not going to read the whole letter, but apparently this guy's parents sent his older sister to college, and they paid about half of the tuition and expenses, and she had to cover the rest with like student loans. She started off with a nice scholarship, which she promptly lost after her GPA crashed. Apparently, she got involved in that liberal hive mind crap, and all of that gender, what you call it, die, you know, whatever that crap is. And she basically came home from college. She's 23 now, has all kinds of tats, saddled with debt, terrible credit, and literally moved back into the family home. The way he explained it to me, he's like, what person in their right mind is going to fork out that kind of money to get turned into a helpless victim parasite? I want none of it. So, he asked me what he should tell his parents and what have you. All right, Stan, pay attention. All right, first of all, it's your life. You're the one inhabiting your meat suit, and you're the one that has to look yourself in the face every single day in the mirror up until the day you kick your air addiction. And maybe beyond, who knows? I don't know what goes on beyond the lobby. All right, now, you have seen firsthand what happens at those colleges with what happened to your sister. I know you didn't send any pictures, but I've seen a bazillion before and after pictures of some of these ladies as they graduate high school, and then 2, 3, 4 years later after college, and it is just a shit show. All right, and in my opinion, the leftists who run the higher education and even lower education are literally conditioning the youth of today for a long protracted mental illness. Now, before Biden, I would have said, yeah, sure, go in the military. But from what your letter stated, since your parents are willing to pay half of your expenses for college.
I'm going to be honest.
I cannot in good conscience recommend anyone go into the military in current year unless they have no other option, i.e. you're homeless, i.e. you're about to age out of foster care and wind up being homeless. You gotta do something. I got it. But you have a family. Again, going to pony up 50% of your expenses for whatever school you want to go to. My advice is this. Become an electrician. Do HVAC. You know, HVAC is a little more physically demanding than electrician. Electricians, once they get done, you know, with the apprenticeship, which can last anywhere from 2 to 5 years, depending upon where you are. I know 4 or 5 electricians who make between $45 and $75 an hour, depending upon the company you work for or if you're self-employed. It sounds to me like you want to go into a trade, and I really can't dissuade you from that. You can research the options of going to a trade school or maybe go to a local community college to take strictly classes to assist you in your apprenticeship. I have done many videos in regards to what's going on in the college campuses, and in my opinion, 2/3 of everything they force you to take, you don't need. They want to make you well-rounded, which is code speak for
conditioned response. Want to teach you what to think and not how to think.
It is absolutely insane what's going on in these college campuses. In fact, I can almost guarantee you, you go in. There's some companies out there. You walk in the door. You sign up for an apprenticeship. You might have to wait a little bit, you know, 1 to 2 years. They call you. They literally start paying you anywhere from $12 to $15 an hour just to have somebody teach you the ropes. And if you become an electrician and you take some classes for that at a community college, that actually makes you more of a viable candidate to be picked up for an apprenticeship. I hope this works out for you. And in regards to, you know, your parents,
don't get emotional when you tell them what's up.
Point out the fact that your older sister is a tragedy walking and a parasite, and you don't want to go down that road. But prepare all of the numbers for what you want to do and put it in front of them. Present it to your parents in a logical, calm manner. And I can almost guarantee you, you're going to have positive results, depending upon how crazy your parents are. I don't know. You didn't say that in the letter. But anyway, I hope this helps you. All right, next one. This is guy's name. We're going to just call him Hank. All right, now this guy's got himself in quite the pickle. I'm 24 years old and have been maintaining 2 women around my age for the past 2 years. In all honesty, I have no idea how I was able to do it for this long because both of these women do not know about each other. All right, it's been 2 years for both of them, and I'm starting to get the subtle hints of the
mariage.
I call it a mirage because in reality, matrimony is walking through a hot, parched desert, and you look out and you think you're walking to water, which is actually respect and love for you, and when you get there, it doesn't ever seem to be there. And there's a lot of men out there who will follow that mariage all the way until the day they effing die. And they look back on their lives and all they see is footprints through barren sand because they did not get a chance to live their dreams and do what they were put on this earth to do. They were actually duped into servitude. And at the end, when they finally realize that, it is just a huge tragedy. Now, in regards to these 2 women that you've kept on the hook for 2 years, and they're starting to pressure you about the mariage. Well, I did a whole comedy video about this phenomena called the string-along method. Typically, that's just for 1 woman. And if you do it correctly, you can string them along for like a decade to 13 years. And then, you know, you swap them out for a younger model. Now, is that mean? Yes. Is it unethical? Yes. But in today's day and age, where all it does is take an accusation from these ladies to literally blow your life apart. 5.1 out of 1,000 people are getting married, and that's the reason why. I do not blame you for stringing them along whatsoever. But I will say this. The basis of any dude worth his salt is they have dignity, honor, and self-respect. Now, in the letter, you said you never actually committed to them saying that it was exclusive. So I guess you could say that's an out in this situation.
I just like to mess with you.
But I would just tell him straight up, look, I'm too young, I'm not getting married, and I have, you know, there's two of you I've been keeping on the hook. All right, now, there will be some fallout for that. Make sure you cover your ass. But it is what it is. You're 24. Do I think a 24-year-old dude should get married? No. At a minimum, in my opinion, you should be roughly 28, 29 years old, maybe all the way up to 30, 32. Mainly because men, let's face it, by the time you graduate high school, in the eyes of our civilization, you are worthless. All right? You are literally valueless. I'm going to tell you a simple fact. When you turn 18, you have to register for selective service at the post office. And if you don't, they can literally come after you and charge you with a felony. Now, when you're drafted, they give you a uniform, they give you a weapon, and they give you mediocre training, and literally, you are nothing but a bullet sponge, walking wall of meat that they may or may not ship back here to be buried in stateside. Because, listen, there are all kinds of huge graveyards, you know, over there in Europe from World War One and Two, where hundreds of thousands of young men were drafted, and our country couldn't even flip the bill to send their carcasses home. It's a brutal truth, and I'm just being honest with you. I think you should focus on your life. I think you should better yourself, get yourself in a comfortable financial situation. And then once you do that, you're going to have to make a decision. Do I want to get married and have kids? Or do I want to retire early? Because as a young man, if you do the right thing, you follow the right steps, get a nice job without having a lot of debt from college, and you focus just on yourself and your retirement, you can make that happen by roughly 48 to 53 years old. I've talked to quite a few guys that have done that. All right, now, right now, you're dick thinking. And listen, you know, that little head doesn't have a lot of nerve endings, and it's only got one eye. So there's no depth perception, and it doesn't make rational decisions. All right, and a lot of guys make excuses for this. Now, the maximum range of an excuse normally is 0 meters. But if you're young and dick thinking, the range is the length of your penis. I've talked to hundreds of guys who have baby mamas, and I'm like, hey, what the hell were you thinking? They look at me and they're like, they're blaming it on their Johnson. All right, it is what it is. A lot of guys, stitch up their own burial sack with the needle they have as a penis. So my advice to you is stop dick thinking. It's not worth it. Focus on yourself and drive the hell on. All right, next one. Ronald, I am 16 going into my junior year at high school and been watching the show for over a year. All right, I am not pleased with my appearance, and quite frankly, I am pudgy and do have an Xbox body. What can I do to get back in shape? And what can I do to put me on the right path? All right, well, I'm fortunate there, Ronald, that you sent this email this young in your life. And I'm glad I'm starting to get in front of the younger guys out there. And I'm going to be honest, I had the same epiphany you did, except mine came at the end of eighth grade. When I looked in the mirror, did not like what I saw. I was mentally weak, physically weak, and I knew I had to change it. So I purposely signed myself up for the football team, which I was physically not meant to play that sport, at least at that time in my life. Because when I stepped onto the field, I was 4'8", 89 pounds, second smallest guy on the team. And I got my head kicked in every single practice, sometimes multiple times. Never started once, was ridiculed to no end. But listen, I knew the longer I stayed in the fire, the stronger I would become. All right, now the The question there is, how much do you want to change? Now, if you want to change more than you fear pain, then it's easily done. The good part is you're 16. Most young men, you know, do a lot of their growing between the ages of 15 and 19 years old. So start off easy. You know, start off walking a mile, and then walk 2 miles. Work yourself up to 3 miles. All right. And then go out and jog for, you know, 400 or 500 meters and walk the rest. And get up to the point where you can jog 3 miles, no problem. All right. I also suggest intermittent fasting. All right. Now, if you have an Xbox body, you're 16, I'm sure your diet consists of Cheetos, Doritos, soda, pizza, hamburgers, Subway, what have you. I was a young man, too, and I loved that shit, and I ate the crap out of it. That wreaks havoc on your body, especially when you do it for long periods of time without physical exercise. And one of the main reasons I believe I was able to get away with it in my youth is I was, you know, I played football, I wrestled, I did a lot of outdoor activities, I was always on the go. And because I was young and had an extremely high metabolism, I burned through the garbage, no problem. But it sounds to me from your letter, your body's not doing that. I would highly advise you to go on intermittent fasting, meaning you start off with an 8-hour window. You eat your 2 meals or 3 meals in that 8-hour window, and that's it. Then you shrink it to 6 hours, you know, 4 or 6 weeks later, something like that. All right, then you shrink that 6 hours to 4 hours. Right, so that's, you know, 4 hours your body is, you know, basically processing food, and 20 hours for your body to deal with the waste products and the sugars and what have you. Now, ideally, what I do is I eat once a day now. I'm older. I don't need to eat 4,000 calories a day. I usually sit down and eat one big meal in the afternoon. That consists of anywhere between 12 to 2,200 calories. You know, that's the entire meal with drinks and what have you. If you don't have that kind of discipline, join the wrestling team. And just all you have to do is show up to the practices, you know, do what they tell you to do. You can even play the game where they're forcing you, because some guys have to play that game. And I can guarantee you, after one season on the wrestling team, there will be a 180-degree change in exactly what's going on with you. Plus, it's good for your brain housing group. You might make some really good quality friends. You know, it is what it is. It's up to you. But staying home and playing Xbox for the next 2 years is not going to do anything good for you other than further cement you into the world you're in, which is probably barely mediocre. In my opinion, a man with drive does not belong in the sea of mediocrity ever. You should literally, every time you look around, you're like, hey, I'm in mediocre land. Roll your sleeves up, get ready to bleed, and accept the fact to get out of this mess,
you're going to have to experience pain.
Period. All right? All right, gentlemen, that's it for today. If you guys have any questions you want to ask me, please email them to redonkulous12@gmail.com, and I will do my best, to talk about it on the air. If you don't want your name or screen name mentioned, you can just say that. These people did not, you know, say they wanted any, you know, to be talked about online. So my default position is not to give any personal information that could come back on these guys. All right. So thank you for your time. Thank you for your questions. Take it easy.